Following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, good morning and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center, and the 2017 Girls State Basketball Tournament as we move from the quarterfinals to the Final Four in each class. It is the semifinals starting off this morning. A busy day here on KGYM 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We get ready for our first game this morning, as it'll be the defending state champions in Class 1A, number one rated Springville, taking on Kingsley Pearson. And good morning, everyone, from Des Moines. Scott Unash alongside former, well, as they know him down here, Cedar Rapids Regis coach. No, former Cedar Rapids Prairie coach Steve Dozer joining me here courtside here today at Wells Fargo. Always great to come back to the state tournament, no matter what they call you, right?
That's right. It's just back in 2001, our first time, we were so excited, and our team walked into the gym, and the intercom goes off, says, "Welcome, Cedar Rapids Regis." And I started laughing. The girls were not happy with
they
that.
They weren't as happy.
I started
as
laughing.
Were.
Yeah, fun story.
Well, we get ready for a rematch here today. They played in the quarterfinals last year. It was a 7-point victory for Springville, knocking off Kingsley Pearson. And here they go at it again here this morning at 10 o'clock as we've got a dichotomy, if you will, here this morning, Steve. We've got the top scoring team offensively in Class 1A before against the top defensive team in Springville in Class 1A. So something's got to give today.
Yeah, I tell you what, Kingsley Pearson puts points on the board. They're averaging about 72 points a game, 70% from the three throws. And the other thing is, too, Scott, great rebounding team, 33 rebounds a game. Defensively, 16 steals a game, about 5 blocks a game. So, yeah, they steal it, put points on the board, and this can be a tough matchup for Springville.
For Kingsley Pearson, they're led by Addison Hirschman. She is a 6'2 junior post. Already is verbally committed to play her college basketball at South Dakota State. Starter on this team, obviously, a year ago for Kingsley Pearson. And she is averaging almost 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game. So she is a force inside, but she can also step out like she did in the quarterfinal. Kingsley Pearson's first-round game, she's very, very good at the mid-range jumper as well.
Yeah, they're going to get an all-around player, too. And her, you know, she's 8 rebounds, 43 blocks. Does a lot of things for that team. And, I tell you what, you know, size right now, you're looking at both teams here in person, you know, very even. You know, you'd like to think Springville might have a little bit more size, but pretty balanced and even team.
This is a two teams that will probably play about 7. They'll go about 2 deep off the bench. In fact, Kingsley Pearson only has 10. As far as the roster is concerned, Kingsley Pearson, if you're curious, they're out in Plymouth County. They are in the Sioux City area. And like we mentioned, they were here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament a year ago, losing in the first round. They are the champions of the Western Valley Conference with a record of 9-1. And they come into this game here this morning with an overall record of 24-1. So, and they also got here in incredible fashion. Their regional final against Newell Fonda, they were down by a point and had a last-second heave, and a foul was called on a half-court shot. They made 2 free throws, and here they are at the Girls State Basketball Tournament.
Boy, and you never see that call. You can almost tackle them, and no one's going to call that. So, you know, that's an amazing. And, you know, like the people say, when you get to state, how do you get to state? I always tell people, you got to have skill, but a lot of it is luck. You got to have luck to get here. The ball's got to bounce the right way. You got to make those half-court shots once in a while. And there's a lot of luck involved.
And but you make your own luck, if you will.
You create your own luck, for sure.
As they say. The only loss was a 4-pointer to Woodbury Central in a conference game. And that was 69-65. Meanwhile, Springville, of course, the defending state champions, come in at 23-2. Second place in the Tri-Rivers West. And they were 10-2 in that particular division of the conference out of Linn County, of course. And Springville led by Michaela Nahazel. We had 18 points, and Riley Menster also at 18 points per ball game. And there's kind of the dynamic duo for this team. And Menster is terrific at the top of that zone defense, one of the state's leaders as far as steals is concerned. And Michaela Nahazel on the inside. But she can range as well. Going to be a very interesting post matchup today. And foul trouble is going to play a big part in this one. Both Nahazel and Hirschman have to stay in the ball game.
Yeah, and those are the two keys, especially for getting the ball inside. And the other thing is they both put up a lot of points. They don't play a lot of kids. You know, like you said, there's about 7-8 at the most. So you can't afford to have either of those kids in foul trouble, because that'll change the whole dynamics of this game.
And for Kingsley Pearson, three double-figure scorers. Allison Bailey, also in double figures. She is a 5'10 forward, averaging 16.3 points per game. And then Bree Jensen, who was a transfer in when Remsen Union closed their doors and went together with Marcus Merritt and Clankhorn, she elected to go to Kingsley Pearson. And so she has been a double-figure scorer at 11.1 points per ball game. For Kingsley Pearson, 24-1, as we mentioned, coming in. And these two teams very familiar with one another, having met last year in the quarterfinals, the very first game of the 2016 Girls State Basketball Tournament. You got all the jitters out of the way, especially with Springville. They didn't have a great start in that game against Burlington Notre Dame, but man alive, they improved on their state's best defensive average, though, at the end of that game, holding Burlington Notre Dame without a field goal in the second half.
Yeah, and I tell you what, when we come up, we'd come up the night before because we want them to get the jitters out, see the arena, take it all in before you play your first game, because it's hard.
We are going to have the honor guard come in here from Winterset. And they will be presenting the colors coming up here in just a moment. We will have the national anthem here in just a little bit. That is going to be from the Waterloo West Color Guard, or excuse me, the Waterloo West Singers. And Winterset has been here many, many times. Staple at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And I think we're going to have... Well, I'm not sure. Usually they have the lineups prior to the starting or the national anthem, but we'll see what they do here today. Yeah, if they're going to do it a little bit differently or if they're going to keep with the same variable here this morning.
Well, state's all about tradition, so
yes,
we'll see
is.
What their tradition is.
Yeah, they're going to keep with the same tradition, so they will go with the lineups first. So we will give you the starting lineups, and after we remind you that high school basketball, as always, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on this Thursday morning. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, probably listening in the office today. We do appreciate all their help, and check them out online, or better yet, stop by, but check them out online. Get all the information that you need. That is at firstfedcu.com. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. Starting lineups for this morning's ball game for Kingsley Pearson. They'll be the visitors. Their school colors are black and gold, and they are the Panthers out of the Western Iowa Conference. They will come in with a record of 24-1. Bree Jensen at one forward. Jensen, a 5'8 junior, averaging 11.1 points and just under five boards a game. Also at a forward, number 43, Allison Bailey, a 5'10 senior. Bailey at 16.3 points, second on the team, second in rebounds at just under six. Addison Hirschman, number 53, is the center. She is a 6'2 junior, and Hirschman going to South Dakota State in a couple years, 19.9 points and 8 rebounds a game. Also at the guard spots, it'll be Brady Harvey, 5'3 and a junior, 5.5 points a game, and Madison Goodwin, a 5'8 sophomore at 6.6 points per ball game. The head coach for Kingsley Pearson is Nicole Goodwin. Now the starting lineup from Springville Orioles. Number 1 in 1A, 23-2. They'll go with Maddie Wagaman at the forward, 5'8 junior. And Wagaman at 5.5 the game. Alyssa Yeager at a forward, 5'11 and a junior at 6 points and 6 boards per contest. She's second on the team in rebounds. Michaela Nahazel will be the center. Number 51, the 5'11 junior all-stater, 18 points, 6.5 rebounds a game. The guards will be Riley Menster, 5'6 and a junior. Menster at 18.2 a game. And number 12, Nicole Kane, the 5'6 sophomore at 4.5 points per game. The assistant coaches are Tyler Hushock, Sarah Mattis, and Christina Zaruba. And the head coach for Springville is Nate Sanderson. as Springville will be in their home whites with the orange and black trim here today, with Orioles across the front and the black and orange striping down the side of the shorts. And as we mentioned, we will have the honor guard coming out in the singing of our national anthem. That'll be coming up in just a little bit here. Our officials will get you their names coming up here in just a little bit, but it's our friends from the Iowa City and Clinton area, Mr. Horst and that crew. They do a lot of boys' games and a lot of girls' games.
Yeah, they do a good job. I played basketball against Mr. Horst. He's from East Central Miles.
Oh, yes. So you got some good stories to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. But good, really good officiating crew.
Mark Gassman, Bob Squires, Joe Holst are the officials here today. We'll get the honor guard coming out here in just a moment with the national anthem and get things underway here from Wells Fargo Arena here in downtown Des Moines. And also coming up later on today, it'll be Iowa City Regina taking on Western Christian. We'll have that for you at about 1:15 today on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tonight on all three frequencies at about 6:35, it'll be Center Point Urbana taking on defending state champion Pocahontas. So as the Winterset Color Guard comes out, so we will join the Waterloo West Choir with this morning's national anthem.
The Winterset EFW-8142 Color Guard has been presenting the colors of the girls' basketball tournament for over 40 years. The Color Guard has members from the Marines, Army, Navy, and Air Force who have served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and Iraq. The Waterloo West Chamber Choir, under the direction of James Healy, will now sing our national anthem. Please rise and honor our great country. Please remain standing until the Color Guard has left the court.
Waterloo West Chamber Choir with our national anthem here this morning. Out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, of course, and did a tremendous job. And they'll retire the colors coming up here in a moment here. All right, very good. Now we're ready for basketball. Springville in their white with the orange and black. Kingsley Pearson in the black with the white and yellow trim here today. This should be fun. Offense versus defense.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if you look in the Springville's crowd, there's a lot of officials in the crowd.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids sporting officials.
I don't know where they got all the referee shirts.
Boy.
That is the garb of choice for the Springville student section
that's
today.
That's great. So the officials are in good hands. They're going to get a lot of help today.
They might be one-sided in some of their calls.
Yeah, a little bit.
We will have to wait and see how that plays out. Here we go. 1A state semifinal about to get underway right here at KGYM. Glad to have you with us. You didn't make it in from Springville and the Oriole area. Glad to have you aboard here today. going to be Riley Menster to tip it up, as she usually does against Addison Hirschman. And it's going to be Springville to win the tap.
Got the tip, yeah, about outside 6 inches and got the tip.
Yeah, Menster is a great athlete. Kingsley Pearson coming out and a straight up man-to-man. It'll be Menster circling right. Takes it right free throw line to Nicole Kane. Bounce up top to Nahazel, and she's tied up immediately. Going to be Bailey on her to start off, interestingly enough.
Yeah, if she put the ball down, Hirschman, you know, that's one thing Nahazel can't do, put the ball down, they're going to grab it.
And Springville 2-3 zone defense, and they will trap out of it. They'll do a lot of things out of it. Nicole Kane up top along with Riley Menster. Long cross-court pass. Here's a three. A high archer from the right corner. In and out, no good. They look at the rebound. It goes into the paint. Picked up by Bailey. Turnaround blocked out of there nicely by Wagaman. And here comes Springville. No score, just underway here as the Orioles go to the bucket to our right here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It'll be Kane picked up by Harvey. Cross-court pass, almost broken up. They get it inside to Nahazel. Turns, drives, kicks it back out. Now cross-court to Yeager to Nahazel. Free throw line jumper off the right side, no good. And the rebound, though, to Springville. Bounce inside to Yeager to Nahazel. Collects, puts it up from 12. Rimming it good for Michaela.
Yeah, they did a good job staying on the offensive board, getting the set there. But I tell you what, Kingsley Pearson, they're gonna keep Hirschman down in the zone, or you know, just her, just you know, play the block, and that's all you're gonna do is play the you know inside of the block. So that's gonna be a little different matchup there.
Kind of a one-person zone.
Pretty much so.
Down low, high low pass inside, turn around and a foul. There's gonna be the first on Michaela Nahazel. They got it down low to Bailey, and she'll go to the free throw line. Oh, they're going to get on Menster from the help side. And we mentioned Menster and Nahazel have to stay in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way those two cannot be on the floor because that just changes, you know, Springville's team completely.
Free throw no good by Bailey, the 5'10 senior. And she'll have one more. Bailey, an 82% foul shooter, and this is a good free throw shooting team. Missed them both, though. Maybe a little jitters, and a rebound to Riley Menster. 2-0 in favor of Springville. Stop and go move by Wagaman, and she was fouled on the reach. Going for the steal was Bree Jensen. And it'll be the first on Jensen, team foul number one. And it'll be Maddie Wagaman, the inbound right in front of us here for Springville. Gets it in to Menster. Still in the man-to-man. Going to be Bailey on Nahazel, as we mentioned. Cross-court pass to Yeager, bouncing the baseline. They try to get it inside. Posting up Menster. Puts up the follow and got it.
Yeah, nice job by Menster. Good athletic move. Ball got the ball stolen, got it back, and kept her composure and finished.
Hirschman, little one-hand floater, no good. Back tap the rebound. It comes out to Riley Menster. Menster in transition. Two-on-two. Driving through traffic. Lost it. Going to stay with Springville. So it'll be Oriole ball.
I think Oriole's caught a break there.
You always take a break or two when you get down to the state tournament,
absolutely.
Right? Springville basketball. They lob it in to Nahazel, driving left of the lane, and we're going to have a push. Going to be called. Calling it tight early here in the semifinal. And it's going to go against Allison Bailey. That'll be her first foul. And the second on the Panthers. And down they go back door. Menster had a shot rejected out of there by Jensen, and then a foul trying to get it back on Nicole Kane.
You know, that's a good stack out of bounds play by Springville, but what a nice defensive play and timing on the block.
No pressure by the Orioles. They pressure in the half court. 5:48 to play, opening quarter. 2-0 in favor of Springville. Orioles shooting 50% here in the early going. Here is a three from the left wing. Too strong that time by Jensen, and the rebound chased down by Nicole Kane over in the corner. Over the far side, a little bit of full court pressure, and that is what Kingsley Pearson will put on, and they cause a turnover.
Yeah, I tell you what, they're a very good defensive team. I mean, when you average 16 steals a game, Scott, that tells you that, you know, they're looking at pressure all over the floor.
Springville on top, 4-0. I think I said 2-0 inside. Here's a turnaround shot blocked out of there by Nahazel, who got the block on Hirschman. And here comes Menster in transition for Springville. Back to the left point to Wagaman. To Kane over in the corner, circles it out front, left open for a moment. They get it inside. Nahasa posting up, turns on a double team, and scores with a left hand.
Boy, good offensive move by Nahasa, too. Did a spin, turn, squared up, used left hand. Great offensive move.
Much better start this morning for Springville. 6-0, cross-court pass, open three, up short, no good. Rebound Nahasa off the miss by Brady Harvey. Long wing pass up court to Kane. To the trailer, Nahasa pull up 15-footer, swished right through. Timeout, Kingsley Pearson. 8-0 jump here for Springville. And right now, Springville is running on the team that likes to run.
Yeah, they're getting rebounds and they're going. They're getting it up the floor and Messer. And then, you know, Nicole Jane there makes a great bounce pass to Nahasa there for a nice look, too. So, yeah, they get the ball and go, but it's all based on their half-court 2-3 zone.
8-0. And really, Kingsley Pearson, they've had a couple open looks. Other than that, though, Springville's defense in the 2-3s clamped down.
They have, and right now Springville's up, you know, 7-2 in rebounding, so it's been all Springville early on.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. It's Kingsley Pearson with the 32nd timeout. And they will inbound in the backcourt. Goodwin will walk it up along with Harvey into the front court. Hirschbaum floating up high, gets it at the left free throw line. Back up top, open three-pointer, way short top of the key that time by Bailey. Rebound, Springville.
Yeah, I think Springville got a hand on that too.
Up 8-0. Playing catch with it, Kane starts a drive. Kicks it back out front. Now they reverse it, they get it inside. Nice catch by Nahasel, but the shot blocked out of bounds. She kind of got off balance when she had to catch it with one hand, and that allowed Bailey to knock it away.
Well, it did, and the pass was late too, Scott. And if she got a better pass, it would have led her for a layup, but not the greatest pass, and that put the timing off.
They'll lob it in. Ball tipped away by Bailey. It's loose at the center line and picked back up by Springville as Nahasel gets it. Her pass deflected, picked up by Wagaman. Back to Michaela, drives, and fouled on the block. Going to be charged to Madison Goodwin.
I tell you what, you don't see it enough, but that was a good head fake, shoulder head fake. I put the ball up to her head and got her to move, and that's you don't see enough of that. So that was a good offensive move by her to get her opponent up on the floor.
Of those 10, and they've held Kingsley Pearson scoreless. Turnaround shot blocked, but a foul called from behind on Springville.
It's going to be a Nahasel.
And Bailey's going to go to the line. Is it 51?
I think so.
Going to find out. You're right. So Nahasel picks up her first. She and Menster both with one.
Those aren't the two you want early on with fouls.
Free throw curls in. And finally, Kingsley Pearson on the board with Allison Bailey. Who's 1-for-3 on the line here this morning. As usual, our stats not working. Working up there, not working down here.
We talked to Coach Sanderson this morning too. He got his girls up early, went to the nap center, get them. You know, that's what you want. Get them up, get them out of bed, and get a routine going.
Now Housel over in the left corner, up top now to Wagaman. Maddie holds it overhead, gets it to Nahasel outside the arc right wing. Dangerous pass stolen away. There's one of those steals. Jensen comes up with it and got the left-hand layup to go.
Yeah, good hands by Jensen. Very quick hands, and you're going to see a lot of that.
You can't have lazy passes if you're Springville today.
No, not at all, because their hands are in the passing lane. There we go again.
And there's a reach foul on another bounce pass. And it's going to go against Kingsley Pearson. That's going to be foul number two on Allison Bailey. And we'll see if Coach Goodwin, who's got a daughter in the team, elects to go to the bench. She does not. They're going to stay in the man-to-man. They get it to Nahasel left of the lane. Fakes right back to Wagaman. They tried the two-man game, and it's kicked out of bounds. Going to stay with Springville. And as I say that, J.D. Bardo will come in.
Well, and she, you know, you don't, you have to manage. If you're not very deep, you really have to manage players and manage fouls. And the last thing you can do is get her with a third foul here.
Bardo's a good sub, 7 points a game. Here's another steal, turnover number four by Springville. Two on two, layup, rimming it good for Bree Jensen, who's got two in a row, and a 6-0 mini run here by Kingsley Pearson.
Well, great job by Hirschman, too. Gets the ball, goes full court like a guard, dishes it off for layup.
Kingsley Pearson back with in four. Ball tipped away. Going to go to the backcourt. And Kingsley Pearson diving for it. Now we're going to have a jump. Now, how's this going to work out? Yeah, it's still anyone's ball.
Yeah.
So it should be a jump and stay with Springville.
Yep. Of course, she was lucky because she bounced it off her own foot for an over and back. And if you would have been Kingsley Pearson, you'd have been better off letting her get it by herself.
She caused herself not to be able to get that turnover there. Now Hustle goes crossover, had it poked away by Jensen again. Stolen away. And here comes Harvey leading the break. Up ahead, high dribble, and losing it out of bounds was Hirschman. And that's the first turnover against Kingsley Pearson after the fifth on Springville.
Well, you just wonder, too, if, you know, Kingsley Pearson's got great hands in the passing lanes, and Springville's got to be careful. They cannot make any lazy passes, and they ball fakes, all those things, that skills that's going to have to help them because they can't afford to make lazy passes.
Menster back into the ball game. Nicole Kane also. Bardo, Jade Bardo, I beg your pardon. That'll be her first. And got the first one. 65% for Johnson on the year. And she'll have one more. Johnson, free throw, left-hander, got the friendly roll off the front iron and in. 12-6, Orioles shooting 57% by Hirschman, but comes down in hands of Springville. Orioles on the run. Good pass up ahead. Johnson drives in. Layup good. Took it right at Jensen underneath to Sammy Johnson with 4 points.
Yeah, I mean, Coach, that pace is about that. They got to get back transition defense because, you know, Springville's going to get in. They're looking right up the floor.
Well, when you're Hirschman and Hustle's not in there, you want a shot.
Absolutely.
Get past the pass for Jensen. She'll fight for three. Can't get the roll. The rebound to Springville. Doing a good job of the board so far this morning. Wagon up ahead into the front court to Rymaster. Crossover dribble on drive all the way in. Layup, no, too strong off the glass. And rebound to Bree Jensen. Up ahead, here comes Bardo on the drive. Bardo goes up the leaner, no, the weak side board. To Springville, Maggie Wagon gets it. Dribbles on traffic, long up court pass. Now they got a breakaway, and Nick Johnson put it on the floor, moves hard, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Springville did a good job getting the rebound, getting it out, makes a little pressure and a chance for a layup, but fortunately, I just couldn't handle the ball.
And Nas will back in for the Orioles, as going out will be Nicole Kane. 1 minute play, first quarter, 14-6. Springville on top by 8. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead. You're joining us later.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Springville on top with 6.9 to play here in the quarter. They'll bounce it in to Metzger. Metzger turns on the drive all the way in. It was fouled going down the lane before the shot.
But Riley Menster does such a good job, Scott, getting to the lane, getting to the rim.
Brady Harvey picks up her first, team foul number 6. See Springville run some backdoor play here off the out of bounds. They do. They get it underneath. Layup good by Riley Menster. Great first quarter by the Springville Orioles. And after one, it is Springville 20, Kingsley Pearson 8. Back in a minute, you're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Second quarter about to get underway for the Girls State Basketball Tournament. A 20-8 lead for Springville. Shooting 67% so far. 8 of 12. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And for Kingsley Pearson, only 23% and 0 for 5 from three-point land, and they are a three-point shooting machine. They get it inside to Hirschman, and she was tied up immediately. And the arrow will give it to Springville. Right now, Hirschman is scoreless in the game.
Yeah, and you know, she hasn't really had a good look either. Springville's done a good job getting back, and she hasn't had a good look at the basket. And to be honest, too, Kingsley haven't really gotten in a flow offensively. You haven't seen them working an offense much.
And Springville in a flow. Now Hazel fakes, goes up with the jumper, and scores 12-footer from the heart of the lane.
Yeah, that was too easy. That was too easy. Kingsley Pearson gave her an easy shot.
22-8, Springville on top in a big, big way. Right now, a 12-2 Oriole run. We'll set the lineups as we start the second quarter. Pass out front to Jensen, to Hirschman, starts to drive, kick to the corner. Harvey, three-pointer good. First three for Kingsley Pearson.
Yeah, and they've had luck. Springville's going to give them that, and it makes sense here. It's, you know, it's tough to knock down threes at this arena, so that's you're going to live and die by giving up the three.
Harvey, 15 of 55 on the season coming in to this one. Wagman looking inside. Stead goes up top to Johnson. They play catch with it. And Kingsley Pearson right now, I think this might be a triangle and two. Ball tipped away from Nahazel. Picked back up by Kane. They bounce it inside to Johnson. Tip stolen away. Here comes Harvey. One on one. Harvey on Wagman, and she'll circle it back out. And then coming up with a steal is Wagman. Took it right away from her, picked her pocket. To the trailer, Kane fakes, off the glass, too strong. Rebound, Nahazel, back up, no on the scoop shot, and Hirschman the rebound. Tough break there after a great defensive play by Wagaman.
Yeah, they've had a couple of those that just missed a few layups on.
Right now, Menster out of the game with two fouls for the Orioles. Bullet pass inside, Nahazel timed it beautifully, took it away. Stop and go move. Kane up the left-hand boards. Back to Nahazel and a reach foul from behind, and that is going to be the third on Bailey.
Yeah, that was not a smart foul. She was already behind and wasn't in position at all to make a play, and reach is right over.
And right away, Jay Bardo will come in. And Madison Worth, 5'8 junior guard, averaging 3.3 a game, and Bailey will have to sit down. Averaging 16.3 a game, and she's got three fouls. Free throws coming up, one and one. Now Hazel short on it. And the rebound to Kingsley Pearson. Quick out, lead pass. Here comes Worth. Quickly into the front court with the left hand. Bounce out front, but too far behind Bardo, and it's out of bounds, and it's going to go to Springville. Bardo tried for the save. Good hustle there, and kind of rolled into the scorer's table.
Yeah, about knocked it off Springville's foot, but they said she was out of bounds before that happened. So good hustle plays.
22-11 in favor of the Orioles. On the drive and on the way, Wagman shot blocked by Hirschman out of bounds. Well, you can see a little bit of the strategy. Take it right at her.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Sprinkle's done it all. They're not scared of size and spreading it out and attacking the rim.
Lob pass to Nahazel. A little 12-footer right through. Easy as that.
Yeah, they've given her that. That's probably her fourth basket from just inside the free throw. They've given her that, and that's a great shot for her.
14 for Michaela Nahazel. Oh. Off the dribble. Hirschman fouled going up. Yeah, she might have got away with a little walk. And the foul going to be on Maddie Wagaman. Team foul number 5 on Springville, and a couple free throws for Hirschman.
Well, you got Bailey out. You got Menster out right now with fouls. And so, you know, right now it's an even game, an even lineup right now. So we'll see who what subs and who makes an impact here.
First free throw no good. And Hirschman, 67%. She's frustrated. You can tell out there just her body language.
Mm-hmm.
Left-hander got the second one, her first point.
Well, and that's, you know, Springville's done a good job getting back. They haven't really gotten any good looks off their even steals so far.
Wagaman in there along with Sammy Johnson. Comes off the high ball screen. Yeager back into the lineup. Nahazel and also Nicole Kane. Pass to the baseline. Stolen away by Bardo. Turnover for Springville is their 8th. Worth into the front court. Pass out front to nobody. And now it's loose on the floor. And Springville tied up. And it's going to stay with Kingsley Pearson.
Well, I'm impressed with both teams, Scott. I mean, their hands, both teams' hands are in the passing lane. If there's a loose ball, you got both teams going at it, and I love to see that.
5:14 to play, opening half. First of 3 today here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. We have breaks between, so that's not too bad. Harvey off the 3, no good left wing, and the rebound out of there to Michaela Nahazel. Wagaman will walk it up now for the Orioles. Under 5 to play here in the opening half. Nahazel, cross-court pass to the left point to Yeager. To Kane as they work the triangle near side. Cross-court pass, Wagaman starts to drive baseline. In all the way, stops off the glass, no. And Hirschman one-hands the board for Kingsley Pearson. Very good athlete, good rebounder is Hirschman. Springville 56%, 27%, and even lower after they missed shot by Worth. And here come the Orioles with the 24-12 lead. Bounce to the corner to Nahazel. Got doubled for a moment. Johnson gives it back to Yeager up top. Now they reverse it right corner. Cross-court pass, Nahazel, left free throw line. They give her the shot. She sinks it again.
Boy, I tell
you what.
They
must not have the scouting report.
No, because she can do that all day to you, is hit that 15-foot jump shot. And she's done that all you know, for this game as well. And having a great, great first half.
16 for Michaela Nahazel. And Springville up 26-12. Off the fake, Jensen. Doubled out front, the 2-3 zone. Worth over to Bardo in the corner. Drives baseline in all the way and stepped on the baseline. And we'll go over on the 5th Kingsley Pearson turnover. Back to Springville. We're going to get Kingsley Pearson full timeout. We'll take it as well. 3:43 to play here in the opening half. So far, it's all Springville, 26-12. Back after this minute break on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something, to never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated with our highest quality base oils and premium additives for an unsurpassed level of protection. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
We'll have all the stats coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at the other games at the Girls State Basketball Tournament today. Right now, Springville with a 14-point lead. They've never trailed. They jumped out to a 10-0 cushion. Now Hazel with a high dribble, takes the right free throw line extended as they work the weave. Up top, Yeager in front court to Kane. Nice spin, tries to bounce it up front, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by Harvey. And it's going to stay with Springville. Nahazel in there along with Sammy Johnson. For the Orioles, Nicole Kane, Maddie Wagaman, and Alyssa Yeager.
Well, and right now, too, you know, when you put Menster in, you've been doing fine without her. And do you put her in and risk the third foul, or do you keep her out?
I'd keep her out.
I would, too. As long as they're holding their own, I would not even think about putting her back in.
Tell you, the Bardo is a defensive nightmare.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
And she's going to pick up Nahazel here. The ball was tied up, and it will stay with Springville. Wagaman with 3:15 to play here in the quarter gets it in. Yeager splits a double team. Ball tipped away, picked up. 15-footer right through again for guess who? She's got an X right there at the free throw line.
It is. The shoot here, and they've given it to her all day.
That is 18 for Michaela Nahazel here in the ball game to go along with a couple rebounds. Three no good short by Jensen. Chased down by Hirschman. Good hook pass inside and a foul called. And going to the free throw line will be Madison Goodwin, the sophomore. As Maddie Wagaman picks up her second foul, so she and Menster both with two now for Springville. Free throw up and curls in for Goodwin. The 5'8 sophomore. And coming back in for Kingsley Pearson is Bree Jensen. Replacing Madison Worth. Second free throw rattles good. See if Kingsley Pearson brings the pressure. They do not. Even with Menster out of there. That's
they have Menster
surprising.
For three. Is that right? Three fouls?
I think two.
Okay, stats are showing three.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that would
inside,
be.
Inside, Nahazel. Quick turnaround. No good short. And a rebound out of there to Jensen. Kingsley Pearson with the ball down by 14 here. Springville doubling him up at 28-14. In the high post, Hirschman, high archer, left it short for 15, and the rebound nicely done by Sammy Johnson in traffic. Going to have to get it out of there, and does to Wagaman, as Bardo is everywhere.
Yeah, Springville's done a really good job rebounding out of that 2-3 zone.
Pass down low, tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Springville. Last touch by Bardo again. Springville shooting 57% right now. They do have Menster with three fouls. And that is, I don't have her with three.
I don't either. I had her with two.
Nahazel gets the roll off the inbound. 12-footer again. Does that sound old?
Boy, that was the only difference with that shot. That one wasn't swished like the other eight.
2 minutes to play. Harvey on the drive and a kick. Bardo right corner. Three ball short. Weak side board to Sammy Johnson. Quick outlet. Here comes Wagaman. Cross court pass to Kane. Pushes it up. Head now to Yeager at the far hash mark. Angled pass down to the baseline, driving in Wagaman, off the glass, two more. Great ball movement by the Orioles.
Great ball movement, great body position by Wagaman, too. Stepped in, squared up, and nice put in.
32-14, a Springville threatening to blow this one wide open. Hirschman on the drive, forces it inside and through the blocking foul. Now, who's that going to be on? And it's going to go against Sammy Johnson. Only her first 17th foul against Springville. And Hirschman, the left-hander's free throw up and good. She's a very interesting post. She can go inside and set up at 6'2", but she really likes to patrol the perimeter.
Yeah, she does, and she can run the floor, which is nice to see, too. They're going to get a nice player, too.
South Dakota State commitment.
Well, she handles the ball very well, and they're going to get a 3-4 slash player.
Does not have a field goal, though. On the drive, Wagaman all the way, and they're going to get a block on Hirschman. Yep.
Yep.
She jumped
feet
at the last second.
Yep. You tell kids, too, don't leave your feet. The minute you leave your feet, that's going to be an automatic foul. I don't care what happens. That's an automatic foul.
Wagaman, 4 points on the morning to the free throw line. Springville with a 17-point lead. As the first one goes for the 5'8 junior, Springville shooting 59%, 13 of 22. 4 out of 5 from the line, have not attempted a three yet. They're not a big three-point shooting team. Second one, no good. Yeager, the rebound, fakes up, too strong, and the rebound out of there to Kingsley Pearson, and a steal by Nicole Kane. Got in the way of the outlet pass and took it right away.
Yeah, they don't need to rush anything right now.
Nahazel drives in. Boy. And banks it home right of the lane.
She's smooth. She is smooth.
22 for Michaela Nahasel. Under a minute to play here in the first half. Right wing, Jensen, three, way short, no good. Forced it up. Rebound, Kane. And right now, Kingsley Pearson starting to panic a little bit.
They are. They're throwing up shots right now. There's no ball moving on offense, and their shots are at the 19-foot range, and that's not what you want to see.
35-16. Feed inside, Jaeger posting up. Nice drop step. Layup good.
Beautiful move. Nice crossover. You work on that, and it's nice to see it happen in a game.
And a timeout going to be taken with 27.9 to go, a 30-second timeout by Nicole Goodwin. An interesting timeout at this juncture of the ball game.
Yeah, I tell you what, Springville without Menster right now. I mean, but, you know, obviously it's been the Michaela Nahasel show right now. But the Nahasel show has come from good ball movement from Springville. They've done a good job moving the ball around, finding her. And finding the open person. There's no forced passing. You're not seeing the tips anymore. They're running their offense and getting good looks.
The foul earlier against Nicole Kane must have been given to Menster instead.
Yeah, right now the official scoring has it for three, and I did not see that myself.
Tell you what, though, they've extended the lead Springville has with Riley on the bench.
And, you know, we talked earlier, if you have one of them gone, that's going to change the game. Well, it did change it. They kept going even better, you know, and when you can do that with your best, one of your best players out, that's a really good sign for Springville.
27-10 run right now by the Orioles. Looking to get back to the state championship game again for the second straight year and the fourth time in school history. 15 seconds to play. Jensen to Harvey. They work it outside the arc right side. Now a bounce left free throw line. Back up top. Jensen fakes the three. Skip pass over the top. Step back. High arching three. Good one. Way off the mark. Rebound Springville. Tipped away. Hirschman gets it. Throws it up. At the horn. No good. And that's it for the first half. I'm not sure Springville has played a better half this year.
I don't think they have. And what a better place. This looks like home cooking for them right now. Very, very impressed with how they're moving the ball, how they're hitting the boards, how they're sharing the ball.
Halftime scores, number one, Springville 37, Kingsley Pearson 16. And we'll come back and talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts, plus get double O rewards points on your purchase. Keep your engine clean with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Scott Unash, Coach Steve Dozer back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena at halftime as the Springville Orioles flying high here at the break as they lead it here 37-16. An amazing first half. Riley Menster does have for the game three fouls. Yeah. So we double-checked on that.
And well, that's Lisa, Riley Minster's mom out there.
That's
the
right.
Left. Yes.
They're going to have some of the, they're going to have, I think the, I'm not sure what they're doing here. They do the sportsmanship award before the first game. So,
yeah.
Are they going to have a shoot-off with the moms? They might. Oh, yeah, they're going to play around the world. Now, if Riley Metzger's mom.
it was Robin Bragg, I believe.
She was a good basketball player,
very
too.
Very good
basketball player. You jinxed her. I think we jinxed her. So this is either going to be really good or not so good, right?
Yeah, right now. well, there we go.
Yeah, how about that? And Springville continues to win. Gonna have to go around the world the whole way, but we got off track here a little bit. They're not going out for the full 15. They're taking about 8-footers here. They need Michaela Nahazel.
This is the only thing that's lacked hustle today. Is that?
But Springville got the win on that one,
yeah.
I think, too. I'm not sure, but everybody's a winner here today, right? All right. What a half. Springville shooting in the first half right now, 62%. And for Michaela Nahazel, 10 of 14 in the first half of play. It's just had an unbelievable first 16 minutes of this basketball game. Let's take a look at the official scoring here for Springville. Michaela Nahazel leading the way with 22 points, 10 field goals, and 2 out of 3. From the free throw line so far here this morning. 5 for Maddie Wagaman. Riley Metzger had 4. Sammy Johnson was big off the bench with 4 when Riley Metzger got her third foul, and then 2 for Alyssa Yeager. For Kingsley Pearson in the first half, they are being led by Bree Jensen with 3 field goals and 6. 3 for Brady Harvey on a 3-pointer. Addison Hirschman held to 3 points, no field goals in that first half of play. Madison Goodwin with 2, and Allison Bailey with 2 as well for Kingsley Pearson. Bench scoring is 4-0 right now in favor of the Orioles. Turnovers so far in the ball game. They've got each team with 9 apiece. The shooting percentages, Springville, we mentioned 62%. They're 16-26 so far in the ball game. Have not attempted a 3-pointer. Kingsley Pearson, only 4 of 22 in the first half for 18%, and 1 of 13 from three-point land and 8%. They're 7 out of 10 from the free throw line, 70%. Springville is 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half, that for 71%. I'll throw it to you for rebounding and anything else you find that's worth your while over there.
Sure, you bet. Right now it's been all Springville. Right now Springville's 19 rebounds to Kingsley Pearson's only has 9. And of the 19 rebounds for Springville, they have 14 defensive and 5 offensive. And then for Kingsley Pearson, they have 8 defensive and only 1 offensive. And the other stat here that sticks out too, Scott, is 11 assists to 2 for Springville. And Springville's done a good job sharing the ball. And again, it starts with when you find Nahazel in the same spot, free throw line, knocks down, 8 field goals from that same spot. And just a great half. And what a half, too, for Maddie Wegman. 5 assists to start and get her team involved as well. So great start by Springville. And that's with Menster, sitting pretty much a full quarter of non-basketball, and they gained a 5-point advantage with her out. And that says something for the whole Springville team to give them confidence.
What a first half. What a first half. And Springville looking to get back to the state championship game for the second straight year. They lead it by a score of 37-16. First of 3 today. We'll be back with you coming up later on this afternoon at 1:15, again on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it will be Iowa City Regina and Western Christian going at it. How much fun is that going to be? Western, of course, put out North Lynn in a very good first-round game. Ended up winning that one by a total of 10 points, but going to get to see Verbeek, who's headed to Nebraska, coming up against unbeaten Iowa City Regina.
That could be your state championship game. You know, that's been talked. Just talking to some people before, and they said, you know, they say, hey, what are you looking forward to today? And they go, oh, I'm looking forward to Western Christian and Regina matchup. That's going to be a good one. And, yeah, that should be a really fun game. And, you know, to be honest, I thought this was going to be game's not over. It's only half. But, I mean, what a start for Springville. Man, I thought this was going to be back and forth. But, you know, right now, Addison Hirschman has really not been involved at all in this game. And that's something that Kingsley Pearson's going to have to do something different. They're going to have to get better ball movement, get better shots. Right now, the last 6 minutes of that second quarter was all three-pointers pretty much. And that's tough to win a ball game, especially out here on living on threes.
Indeed. And then later on tonight, it'll be 3A semifinal action. And we'll get a chance, a treat. We'll get to see Ellie Ruffridge play. Headed to Missouri State. Shoe-in for Miss Iowa basketball, you probably got to imagine. Has set the new career scoring record. Has set the new assist record as well. That says a lot right there. Not only scoring, but also setting the assist record, I think, is maybe even more of an accomplishment.
Well, and I think if you ask her too, she'd probably say that's probably her greater accomplishment, as unselfish as she is.
They're showing on the big screen some of the goings-on in the locker room before the ball game. They were line dancing in Kingsley Pearson's locker room, and they're square dancing in the Springville locker room. Did you ever do any square dancing at Prairie?
No, times have changed, Scott. I do not remember. Of course, a lot of
coaches show the writing on the whiteboard.
Yeah, showing on the whiteboard while they're doing their thing. So, you know, girls have different ways of getting ready. You know, we had teams that just did odd stuff. You're better off not knowing what they did to get ready because they like to have a lot of fun. But that's great. I love that the union is kind of showing up behind the scenes.
That is kind of neat. A little bit different there with Lisa Brinkmeyer, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. The other games today, winner of this one, which is looking good for the Orioles, could take on Turkey Valley in a rematch of last year's state championship thriller that came down to the last shot last year on a Friday night. Turkey Valley will take on Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton here in the other semifinal. And in the other two-way semifinal, it'll be Trainer going up against Cascade. And then also coming up today in 3A at 5 o'clock, it will be Cherokee in action. They'll be taking on Sioux Center. Sioux Center looked very good. Maybe the most impressive team of the state tournament so far. Then the 4A coming up tomorrow morning. We'll have Xavier and North Scott at 9:45 tomorrow morning, followed by Marion and Pella, the semifinal rematch. Year number two, Pella got it last year. We'll see if Marion can exact some revenge this year. And then 5A, we will have Iowa City West taking on West Des Moines Valley in another rematch of a regular season game that Valley won. So we'll have that coming your way right here on KGYM, and hopefully some championship games coming your way as well, as it's a busy week here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament down here in Des Moines. Halftime score, Springville 37 and Kingsley Pearson 16 so far as we get ready for half number two. Springville was out early, and why not? They probably didn't want to see halftime come.
No, and what do you say? You know, other than keep doing what you're doing and don't change what we're doing. So, yeah, good start by them. And right now, the body language of Kingsley Pearson is not, you know, it's tough going into it right now. And when you don't have your best player right now kind of leading the charge. So I think we're going to see a different half from Addison Hirschman. I think you're going to see a different half, you know, from Kingsley Pearson do some different things. You'll probably see a little more extended pressure. They're going to pick up the pressure, I bet, a little more full court and try to get the pendulum to swing in their way.
If you're Nate Sanderson, you got to think that there's a run coming sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now I'm thinking, he's probably thinking, you know what, they're going to probably come at us. Here's what we need to do. Be prepared for this or be prepared for this, because they're going to have to do something different, because that first half, they got their hands on a lot of ball but didn't capitalize on anything.
And you got to think you're going to see full court pressure from the outset by Kingsley Pearson.
Yep, absolutely. They're going to have to extend it at least to three-quarter court to change it.
Remember, Allison Bailey got three fouls as well. She's headed to Wartburg to play next year. And she and Riley Menster both with three. Also for Springville, Maddie Wagaman with two. no one else with more than one, as it'll be Kingsley Pearson ball to start half number two. Menster back in there to start the second half with the three fouls. Nicole Kane at the top of the 2-3. Nahazel, Wagaman, and Yeager. And for Springville, it'll be Hirschman, Bailey, Jensen, Harvey, and Goodwin. Underway as Kingsley Pearson will have it. Going to the bucket to our right, right in front of us here courtside. Against the 2-3, Harvey, Goodwin, cross court to Jensen. Up top to Harvey as Menster fell down. Got back up quickly, though. Nahazel down there, face guarding, right now anyway, face guarding Hirschman. They try to go back door. Pass broken up by Yeager, stolen away by Wagaman. Turnover number 10 on Kingsley Pearson. Up court pass comes to Kane. Wide open jumper left baseline. No good. Got her own rebound. Looking to outlet and had it knocked away. And stolen out of there by Jensen.
Boy, Kingsley Pearson has not done a great job of getting back on defense. And first play there right there, the defense was not getting back. So Springville's done a good job taking advantage.
Harvey, quick three. Good from the right side. She's got both triples so far for Kingsley Pearson. Lead 18, 37-19. 1 minute into half number two. Driving baseline and a walk going to be called on Yeager. Tried that little Euro crossover step through and didn't work this time.
No, not this time. But I tell you what, too, if you're Coach Sanderson, you got to think we can't afford to have a couple turnovers and let Kingsley Pearson capitalize because that'll change momentum. And so I'm sure he's watching that very closely.
Kingsley Pearson ball back up top. NBA three up, no good by Harvey. And the chase onto the corner and saved nicely by Jensen off the leg of Nicole Kane.
Yeah, good hustle by Jensen. And right now, if you're Springville, you cannot be a half step slow because it's all about momentum right now coming out of the gate at halftime.
Don't play not to win.
Exactly.
Or not to lose, I should say. And there is Bailey getting the friendly roll on the 15-footer. Off the inbound.
That spot's getting worn out on this side with that shot selection.
37-21. Back door to Kane. Fakes. Got Hirschman in the air and scored.
We've seen that a couple of times by James. She's done a good job body positioning and not forcing anything. Ball fakes.
6:20 to play. Driving in. Bailey, a little leaner, good. They're putting her in the middle and Hirschman down low, and Hirschman's getting all the attention.
Yeah, and I tell you what, too, Bailey's got three fouls, so, you know, that's somebody that's got to have a better half.
Backdoor bounce to Yeager, who traveled with it before going up.
Ooh.
And it'll be turnover for Springville number 12. Three early ones here in the second half.
Yeah, and you can see the frustration, Coach Anderson, right there. That's not what you want, and that's what you look for is coming out. How are we going to look and keep the momentum?
39-23. Harvey works it over to Goodwin. Cross-court pass, high catch. Bailey in the paint. Fakes, gets double-teamed. Ball tipped by Menster, and Riley comes up with it. Three-on-one break. Menster down the right side of the lane. Up with the shot. No, and then over the back on Kane. Tough break there.
Yeah, Menster made a nice crossover and just didn't get capitalized and over the back by Jane.
Jade Bardo comes in, a defensive stalwart. And checking out, it's going to be Hirschman, interestingly enough. And she's getting some one-on-one with one of the assistant coaches for Kingsley Pearson. Here's the pass tipped and almost stolen away. Loose by the hash mark, and Menster comes away with it. Good lead ahead to Nahazel for the easy layup.
Well, there's two by Menster right now at that 2-3 zone. It's not just the flat footed. She's anticipating. She can see it in her eyes. She anticipates every pass.
Usually, you see a 1-3-1 with somebody like that. I've never seen anyone with the defensive ability as a three goes up and in for a good one. That Riley Menster has at the top of a 2-3.
It's all about instincts. It's all in the eyes, and you can see it in her eyes, too. Every pass, every movement, she's following, tracking, and anticipating.
41-26, man-to-man for Kingsley Pearson. Cross-court pass, Kane was wide open. Now she will turn and shoot. No good. Rebound, Harvey with a good block out that time. Kingsley Pearson with the basketball. Wing pass ahead now to Bree Jensen. Bullet pass down low. Nice spin move for the easy two down low by Allison Bailey.
Well, I tell you what, the pendulum is starting to swing.
41-28. Kingsley Pearson, you know they weren't going to play as poorly as they did in that first half. Here's Menster on the drive, too strong with it. And the rebound out of there to Bardo. Bardo with a right-hand power dribble, takes it inside. Nice cross-lane pass, layup good, count the foul. And here comes Kingsley Pearson. and Bailey is on fire. First foul on Alyssa Yeager.
Well, it's a 10-4 run right now for Kingsley Pearson.
And they can cut,
12-4.
They can cut it down to a 10-point game. And it's taken about 3.5 minutes. Free throw up, a line driver, and got the roll. Timeout going to be taken by Springville. Going to be a full timeout. So we'll take one as well. 4:21 to play here in the third, and a run, like we thought, was coming, is coming from Kingsley Pearson. We'll take a 30-second break. 41-31 Springville. Back after this on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And a 15-3 start to the second half from Kingsley Pearson.
Well, that's what they needed to do, Scott. I mean, if they, you know, Springville's too good a team, and if you don't have a second half a lot different than how they started this game, it's over. And so Kingsley Pearson, kudos to them. They've come back, and now you see it in look in their eyes, and they're putting pressure more, extending it.
Going to try to trap at the half court. Wagman dribbles into it, double, bounces it to the center circle to Riley Metzger. Driving a kick out to Yeager. High post to Sammy Johnson, who's checked in now for Springville. They've only played six. Sets a screen. Duck under move. Shot off the glass. Good by Maddie Wagaman.
Maddie Wagaman's having herself a heck of a game today, too. Nice move into the lane.
Nicole Kane out of the game right now. They have it as Jane, but it really is Kane.
Kane, okay. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Right wing, good one for three. In and out, no. Rebound, Harvey forces it up in traffic, no. Bardo with the turnaround, no. And Yeager flies in and kept the rebound alive. Menster, long up court pass. Nahazel beating Bailey back and going to get the layup. Bailey had to let her go.
Yeah, and that's smart on Bailey's part to let her go. You don't want to get a foul, you know, three-point play and your fourth foul.
26 for Nahazel. Bad pass stolen away by Michaela, who read it beautifully. Got in the passing lane. 45-31. Springville back with 4-0 many run. Johnson left wide open. She'll put up the 15-footer, left it short. And Bailey rebound. Had it knocked away accidentally from behind. Picked back up by Brady Harvey. And she'll walk it across the timeline for Kingsley Pearson. Jensen outside the arc. Back up top to Harvey. They play catch with it. Cross-court pass to Goodwin. Back to Harvey. Wide open three-pointer way off. And rebound to Nahazel. Handed it off to Menster. Riley so quick with the basketball. Menster all the way coast to coast, and before the shot, pushed from behind. And the Kingsley Pearson foul.
I haven't seen many players better than Menster getting to the rim as she does.
Isn't she amazing?
She's very good, and she just has the instinct to get in there.
Off the out-of-bounds play. Good pass over to Wagaman. Can't get it to go, though, and over the back. Going to be called, I think, on Bardo, and it will be.
You've seen the look Menster gave. Don't call that on me, please.
That'd have been her fourth.
That would have been her fourth, and they need her in.
That would not have been good. Hirschman will come back in now. Still without a field goal in this game. Headed to South Dakota State in a couple years, averaging almost 20 a ball game. Inbound, right of the glass, looking in for Springville. They'll lob it to Nahazel, turns on the double team. Kicks it back to Yeager. Over in the corner to Wagaman, and she'll set it back up. She's left open. Now we'll put up the jumper and missed everything. Going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Kingsley Pearson ball with 2:23 to play here in the third.
That's not a shot Coach wants, and that's not a shot you want to take right now. You want to get some movement. And right now, the last two possessions, Springville's been a little flat-footed on their offense. Coach wants to see a lot more movement.
Kingsley Pearson with that big run to start the second half. They got it within 10. Bailey, left free throw line, goes to Hirschman along the baseline, hit the side of the glass with the jump shot, and the rebound to Sammy Johnson, who's been terrific so far today. Up court, Yeager to the trailer, Johnson. Springville will set it up on the perimeter. Back it comes to Wagaman. They leave her wide open. Will not take it. Now to Johnson. Over to Yeager. Her right baseline jumper misses everything. Rebound on the weak side to Hirschman. Outlet pass. Good one. They had Bailey ahead of everybody and didn't see her. Good one. Over in the corner. A couple fakes. The three won't go. And the rebound off the miss by Bailey to Springville.
Once again, Springville's done a really good job rebounding out of that 2-3 zone.
Off the screen, jumper good for Riley Menster. Got a nice pick out front from Sammy Johnson.
And that's her first field goal outside the arc, or outside the, you know,
the
attacking
bank.
The, yeah, absolutely.
She's got six, forcing it up. There was Harvey.
Oh, nice pass.
Had it blocked, great pass. Menster on the breakaway, gets the layup.
Boy, what great instinct and a great up-the-floor pass by Hirschman, or by Nahasel.
When you get Menster at the top of the 2-3, she also takes off.
She does. It's over. If you get a rebound, just throw it up, what she did, and she caught it, ran it down, and finished.
Bardo penetrates, stops, pops, left it short. Nahasel rebounds for Springville. 45 seconds to play here in the third. 49-31 Orioles, and they withstood that rally, and they've got it back to 18. And I think a good move here to go for one.
Absolutely. Right now with 33 seconds left before we go into the fourth, nothing they need to do here other than move the ball around and work for one last shot.
25 seconds to play, and there's a foul on Bardo. Just hammered Yeager. That's her third. I think if you're Nate Sanderson, you'd like to see Jade Bardo out of the game.
Yeah, she's been feisty, but... you know, you knew there was going to be a run by Kingsley Pearson, and they did it, but Springville's withhold, and they've taken the run and had a little run of their own. So good job by Springville.
24 seconds to play here in the third. Menster doubled up front, had it taken away on the spin move. Jensen beating the pack back and got the layup. Still time for the last shot here, 10 seconds. Wagon to the bounce. Menster on the drive. Nice crossover. Another crossover and ribbing and no good. And then the ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be Kingsley Pearson ball.
Boy, nice crossover by Menster again.
In the backcourt. Jensen will let it fly from half court short at the end of the third quarter. Through three. Number one, Springville, 49. And Kingsley Pearson, 33. We'll come back with quarter number four. After this one-minute break, you're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball from KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines as we start quarter number four. Listen to high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. First of three today. Regina Western Christian coming up at about 1:15. Springville with an 18-point lead. Or check that, 16-point lead. They lob it down low to Nahasel. Her scoop shot was blocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch Springville. Now, wait a minute. Looks like Jeff Forrest is going to come over. And they will keep it with Kingsley Pearson.
Nope.
No, they are going to change it. Now, I think that was the correct call.
I do, too. And again, I just like it when the officials get together instead of just having an ego. So good job by the officials.
Inbound looking to get it into Nahasel. circles right in the lane, and a reach foul going to be called on Hirschman. Going for the swipe away. That'll be her second foul, still without a field goal. Springville through three quarters shooting 54%. And for Kingsley Pearson, 30%. Ball stripped from Yeager going up, stolen away by Harvey, and then Menster from behind gets the steal the other way. Springville basketball. Wagaman, Menster, over to Yeager, left wing for three. First three attempt of the day, going to be way short, but it comes down to Yeager. She'll drop it to Nahazel. They trap her, ball tipped away, and loose picked up by Kingsley Pearson. Long up court pass to Hirschman underneath, and she was fouled by Yeager. Stopped easy, too, though.
Yeah, it did. And tell you what, Nahazel, you know, you can just see she has played, she's tired, and you know, here you're trying to cover one of the better players in the state, and I would say Nahazel is one of the better players in the state as well. So, and Nahazel's winning the battle.
Free throw good. Hirschman with four, all from the free throw line. Sammy Johnson out. Springville goes back to the starting lineup. Menster playing with three fouls, but played the whole third quarter with three. Second free throw by the left-hander right through, and expect some pressure here from Kingsley Pearson. Here it comes. A little bit of trapping pressure. Menster up the far boards. Brings it up in a hurry with a right hand. Stop and go move. Knocked away. Loose along the baseline. Out of bounds. Going to go back to Kingsley Pearson.
Yeah, and right now, you know, Springville has not really gotten into a flow offensively and worked the ball around. So that's something they got to do is work the ball better, make a stop here.
Jensen Hirschman, Harvey, Goodwin, and Bailey in there. The starting five for Kingsley Pearson. Pass too tall, out of bounds. Over Mr. Overton, too.
Yeah. John Overton.
From the Girls Union.
So, you know, right now, Kingsley Pearson's done a pretty good job. They're keeping a lead after this half, and Springville right now just has to work the ball around. They are taking too many shots that are way outside the range that coaches now want to see. Let's get the ball. You know, they had a lot of cuts, a lot of basket cuts, and that's how they were successful.
Layup won't go. Great feed post to post from Nahazel down low. I think that was the Wagaman, and just too strong off the backboard. Pass tipped out front. Menster going for it again. Out of bounds, going to go to Kingsley Pearson.
Well, that's got to be about our fifth tip.
Just unbelievable.
You don't see that from a 2-3. Most of the fouls just make them beat you and don't get fouls. And she's playing it like a 1-3-1 on top of the zone.
6:20 to play here in the fourth quarter, 49-35 in favor of Springville. They've never trailed, jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Led it big at halftime. Three on the way. Back iron, no rebound. Great block out by Michaela Nahazel. And then on the outlet, they throw it away. Turnover number 17. Springville led it at halftime, 37-16. Then it was the big run by Kingsley Pearson to get it down to 10, 15-3 run, but Springville came back with an 8-2 run. Harvey, top of the key, three, front iron, no. Rebound underneath Kingsley Pearson, shot blocked by Nahazel. Got another one.
Well, Springville right now needs to be patient and get a good shot and work the ball around.
Ooh, dangerous pass up top, but Wagaman gets it, feeds the high post. Back to Yeagers. They work triangle right. Cross-court pass. Kane puts it on the floor, drives right. Now they got Hirschman at the top of the defense right now. She's been down low most of the day. Wagaman uses up the dribble, goes to the baseline, open jumper, rimming, no. Rebound, Yeager, foul going up. Either Harvey or Bailey. Good weak side offensive board by Alyssa Yeager.
Call it on Bailey, I believe.
And that's her fourth.
Yeah.
No, it was Bardo, and that's her fourth. Now, wait, she's not even in the game. So it's got to be Bailey. I think they said, yes, 43,
yep.
Bailey.
Yep. That
would have been a pretty good trick if it was on Bardo.
I think they probably would have taken that, Kingsley Pearson.
Free throw number one, no good by Alyssa Yeager. She'll have one more. 65%. On the season for Yeager. Springville right at 50% now. They've cooled off a little bit in the second half. Yeager steps into the free throw and rattled it in.
Yeah, you know, right now, fourth quarter for Springville, any free throw you make is big. Now, the steal.
They're up. Big steal there by guess who? Riley Menster ahead to Kane to the trailer. Now, Housel at the free throw line, and she was fouled by Goodwin. 26 today, including 22 in the first half for Michaela Nahazel. And Goodwin picks up her second foul. Lee, the coach's daughter. Free throw good for Michaela. 3 out of 4 from the line here this morning. And she'll have one more coming up. Got it both. 28 for Michaela Nahazel. 5:12 to play in the game. Springville back up to a 17-point lead. They've led by 21. That was a high watermark. Goodwin bounces inside to Bailey. Goes over the leaner. Way short on it, out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball.
Well, I never thought that we would see Hirschman without a field goal, Scott.
It's crazy.
That's unbelievable. They've done a really good job. She's
on the bench right now. Again, Bailey forcing it up into Yeager, who might have got an inadvertent elbow, and now inside a foul called. Bailey went flying into the photographers.
You know, and they're going to need Bailey. Bailey's going to have to carry the weight here because, you know, just you have games like that too, and so Bailey's had a better second half for Kingsley.
Brandy Harvey to the free throw line has 6 points on the morning. Both on three-pointers and hits the free throw. And she'll get one more for Kingsley Pearson. Harvey, a 68%er. Kingsley Pearson shoots 70% as a team. Got them both, and here comes the pressure. Under 5 to play here in the ballgame. Menster to the backcourt. Brings it up with the right hand. Up the sideline with it. Spins, gets it to Nahazel. Lob pass cross court.
Nice.
Give it go right back to Michaela and had it knocked away going up.
Well, and that's what Springville does. Nice nice lane flash cross, you know, cross by Nahazel. And that's what Springville does. They spread it out and you get cutters in there, and that's how they're successful.
Kingsley Pearson shooting 26%. Inbound pass tipped away. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Springville. As the winner gets either Turkey Valley or Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. That'll be coming up next. Oriole basketball, Yeager. Cross-court pass, Kane on the fake, drives baseline, fakes, drops it to Michaela in the high post, her little 10-footer short this time, rebound, put back, no, but a foul, and Wagaman to the line. They always know where that ball is going to go.
They do, and you know, Nicole Kane has had a quiet behind the scenes, very good game. I mean, she's her assists, her defense, only a sophomore. And, you know, both these teams are young, Scott. You're going to, you know, possibly you're going to see them both back here again next year. There's not a senior right now in the top five for Springville.
Nope. And a full timeout going to be taken here. We'll take it as well with 4:28 to play in the ball game. It's Springville 53 and Kingsley Pearson 37. Back in a minute here from Des Moines on KGYM.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Back with you after the timeout for the girls' state basketball tournament. One more free throw comes up short. They got Hirschman back into the game at that timeout. So the starting five in there for Kingsley Pearson right now. Jensen over to Harvey on the penetration move. Took it inside, got doubled, lost it off her foot, and kept alive by Bree Jensen. Out to Harvey. Quick turnaround, going to be short. Nahazel with the rebound. I think it's fair to say, and nothing against Hirschman, but Nahazel has won this battle today. Pull up Menster off the glass, won't go over the back on Kane.
Yeah, and
Absolutely. She's won it on both ends of the floor, too. I mean, rebounding, shooting, getting her teammates involved, and just, you know, one of those frustration games right now for Madison Hirschman, and those happen. You want to do so much and try to do so much, just some nights it just doesn't work out for you.
Halfway home here in the fourth quarter, and the Orioles nursing a 16-point lead. Bullet pass inside, Menster tip. Now Hazel's got the deflection. Up to Menster, fouled by Harvey going up. It's almost like a broken record.
Yeah, they just do such a good job out of that 2-3. Most teams, it's hard to run out of a 2-3. You get it, get an outlet, walk it up. Not, you know, when you got Menster at top, too, you just get it, and you got hurt. You know, Nazo could throw the ball up the floor.
Free throw no good for Menster. And Riley will have one more for Springville. 65% shooter from the line. And got one out of two here. Menster, despite the early foul trouble, with nine. A little backwards defense played by Menster there, just to take some time off the clock.
Just her instincts and quickness.
Up front, Goodwin behind the screen, plays catch with Jensen. Springville really trapping inside. Back door, Harvey, leaner good by Brady Harvey. She's in double figures with 10. Lead at 15, 54-39. Jaeger inside. Now Hazel spins. Goes up with the left hand. In and out. Rebound in the lane to Kingsley Pearson. Harvey, long up court pass to Jensen. She'll try to hook it inside. Stolen away by Wagaman. Turnover number 17. They've got 19 now on Kingsley Pearson. And now Springville going to spread the court. You can see the bench saying spread the court.
Yep, work it around, look for cutters, and look for layups.
Foul number 4 on Bree Jensen.
But you can't be lazy. I mean, Kingsley Pearson does a nice job getting their hands in the lane, and you cannot be lazy.
Natty Wagaman will go to the free throw line for Springville. And Wagaman, 2 out of 4 from the line this morning. Puts it up and swishes it right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again this morning here on KGYM. And check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Jade Bardo into the game for the Panthers. Second free throw, no, off the back iron. And the rebound pulled out of there by Bree Jensen. Hirschman into the front court. Give and go, pass inside. Hirschman posting up, turn around, high archer, short. And weak side rebound to Wagaman.
Nice. Up.
Great look ahead. And now Hazel running the floor for two more.
Boy, Wagaman, great, great job getting the ball to the floor. That's her sixth assist today, and she's had a really good game as well.
30 for Michaela Nahazel. We may have to look into the record books here. Bailey fouled on the drive down the baseline. See what the 1A all-time record is for points in a ball game. Nicole Kane's foul. It's her third, team's fifth. Caitlin Glockner will come in for Springville, the 5'6 senior for the first time, as Kane's going to check out. Inbound to Bardo on the right wing. Three-pointer in and out. No. Nahazel one-handed the rebound. Lost it. Bailey kept it alive. Jump ball stays with the Panthers. Kingsley Pearson still hustling in there, despite being down by 18.
Yeah, you know, if you're Kingsley Pearson, you got to keep going after every loose ball. You got to get quicker shots off right now because, you know, the time is against them. Time and score.
Inbound, they go back door, and the layup good by Bailey.
She's had a really good second half.
11 and a half, 13 in the game, 57-41. Steal right in front of us, tipped out of bounds. And down in front of us is Bailey here, getting up slowly. A little bit of a, well, it wasn't a little bit. It was a pretty good collision right in front of us.
Yeah, that was a good no call. Just two athletes, you know, being very aggressive, and you're just thankful no one got hurt.
They'll fix that.
Yeah. But another 2 feet, Scott, that she would have been in your lap. That was a good hustle.
Yeah, I don't think we would have fared well.
No.
Pass inside, almost broken up, but Bailey gets it, goes high off the glass on the spin move, and was fouled. And see, that foul will be on Klockner will pick up the foul. Caitlin's first. Team foul number six, 57-41 in favor of Springville. Looks like they're going back to the state championship game tomorrow night. As a free throw right through for Bailey.
You said Bailey's going to Wartburg?
She'll be a Knight next year.
Yeah, that's a good get for them.
Iowa Conference champions.
Yeah, she's a nice player. They're going to get a nice special player for them.
Bends the knees. One more on the way. That's off the front iron. No, and Nahasel with the rebound. 2 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Crossing the timeline, Wagaman. They go spread court. Now in the drive, Menster takes it all the way. Follow away, jumper swish right through from 10.
Boy, that's a big-time shot, but I don't know if that's a shot Coach still wants to take at this point, but what a nice shot by Menster.
Being inside, broken up, and Bailey is just fouled out. Nahasel again read the pass beautifully. And Bailey will end her tremendous career with a 14-point afternoon or morning. He'll foul out with a minute 41 to play.
Well, you know, she can be happy with how she finished this game, too. You know, had a great second half. And tough to leave, Scott. Tough to leave and be your last. You know, no coach likes it. No kid likes it because, you have that player for 4 years. And you just love those kids. And but you know what? Hats off to her. She finished how she should have finished. And then that's, really good game.
Nahasel with 31 now in the game. And make it 32 for Michaela. And she's going to check out. Sammy Johnson will come in. A standing ovation from the Springville crowd for the 5'11 junior post. Minute 39 to play. And the pass again tipped out front by Menster. Steals it away, drives in, lost it, out of bounds, though, and it's going to stay with Springville. Just incredible.
And I know Menster's a junior, but I'd be, you would have to think there's definitely a nice bunch of colleges looking at her.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Full timeout going to be taken. We'll keep it here with a minute 31 to play in the ballgame. 61-42, Springville up. They withstood the rally. They withstood the one run that you knew was coming from a good basketball team.
Yeah, and there's a part in it you didn't know if they were going to withstand it because Kingsley Pearson got off to a really good start. I think a 12-4 run to start the game, but Springville hit some big shots and didn't get rattled at all, and coach didn't get rattled. They just kind of did their thing and got back to their offense again.
Well, Springville starts looking to the state championship game again. How about that?
Boy, great for Eastern Iowa and to see that. So I tell you what, Scott, we've seen them, and every time we watch them, they're good. But today they were very good. This is a very good team, very well-coached team, very balanced team, unselfish team, good rebounding team. List goes on and on.
We'll check after the game here and see exactly where Michaela Nahasel's morning sits as far as all-time best. She's got 32 and a foul on the inbound pass on Kingsley Pearson. And that's going to be the fifth on Bree Jensen. Team foul will be the 10th. She'll be back next year, only a junior. And an 8-point morning. Fouls out with a minute 28 to play.
Well, and most of Kingsley Pearson will be back. You know, just Bailey, which is obviously a big, big miss, but still a fairly young team, too. So, great year for them.
Double bonus now for Springville, and Maddie Wagaman misses the first one. Nicole Kane will come in, and Menster will come out. An 11-point morning. All the steals that Riley had, even with three fouls, Springville extended the lead without her in the second quarter. Both free throws no good. Minute 26, Harvey will bring it up quickly. Across the timeline, step and go dribble, leaves it for Hirschman. Drives in, pass on the baseline, shot wild, no good. Put back, no, and Hirschman, you can just see the frustration when she missed it. She goes, ugh.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, good player, working hard, but just frustrated, and just nothing's falling for her right now, and those happen.
Free throw, in and out, no good. Hirschman averaging 20 a game, 0 for 7 from the field, 0 for 2 from three-point land. And gets the second free throw here. Has 6 points all for the charity stripe. Trap in the backcourt, minute 15 to play, 61-43, 18-point lead. And Wagman got away with a travel. It's not a travel if it's not called.
That's exactly right. It's not a foul if it's not called, not a travel.
Up front, Wagman's pass tip, right back to Jaeger. They play catch with it by the timeline. Good one coming out. And Kingsley Pearson's going to go to the bench and run up the white flag. Glockner along the left sideline. Springville playing keep away, and Nate Sanderson's going to call timeout and empty the bench, a 30-second timeout.
No, I like that. Let's give kids an opportunity to put their feet on the floor here at the state tournament, and anytime you get a chance to do that, I think it's a great, great experience for those kids.
Melissa Newley is going to come in. I think Riley Chapman, Courtney Boland will all come in for the Springville Orioles. We'll be back tomorrow night with the state championship game in 1A. Kind of becoming a tradition here in KGYM.
Yeah, I tell you what, too, you know, it started with, Coach O'Donnell back in the day.
That's right.
And really, their program has been set ever since. And, Coach Sanderson, 110-59 at Springville. So he's carried on the tradition and built an outstanding program there.
And a lot of help from the Tri-Rivers Conference, too, which is tremendous in girls' basketball.
It's one of the best, really, in the state is the Tri-Rivers Conference.
As far as small school basketball is concerned. Melissa Newley out front, 37 seconds to play. Sammy Johnson, Newley. Springville playing a game of keep away right now. Doing a good job of it, too. Kingsley Pearson got some of their bench players in, too. Who's going to shoot it, though? That's what I want to know. Gluckner fakes. She'll drive in. Lost it going up, though. Back to Newley. Pass down on the block. Shot no good from point-blank range down low by Chapman. And a tied ball with 8.7. We'll keep it with Springville.
Yeah, subs have done a good job coming in and just keeping the same pace and keep away and no turnovers. And that's what you hope and expect.
Winner will get Turkey Valley or Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton against Springville. Glockner in the corner. Trap gets it out of there. 3 seconds to play. 2 seconds to play. Glockner, no good. That's it. Springville's off to the state championship again. Second consecutive year. Orioles, number one in the state. Never trailed. Got interesting for a moment, but pulled away again for an 18-point win, 61-43. Steve and I will come back and have the postgame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't diabetes. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Saturday, March 4th, two belts are on the line as UFC welterweight champion Tyron Woodley takes on kickboxing superstar Stephen Wonderboy Thompson in a rematch of their epic welterweight title fight. Plus, undefeated number one contender Khabib Nurmagomedov faces unpredictable striker Tony Ferguson for the interim lightweight championship. UFC 209, Woodley versus Thompson 2, live on pay-per-view. Cards subject to change.
Back with you here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you as Springville is headed back to the state tournament. Championship game at Class 1A with a 61-43 victory here over Kingsley Pearson. They'll get either Turkey Valley or Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton tomorrow night. If it's Turkey Valley, it'll be a rematch of last year's 1A state championship. Great start, 10-0 by Springville, and never looked back other than the three-minute run there that Kingsley Pearson had to start the second half.
Yeah, and that was it, too. And we expect a little more full-court pressure, saw a little bit, but really didn't see Kingsley Pearson go full court. But, you know, they withstood the run, and, you know, credit to Springville. And, you know, all of them, Scott, you can't tell me. It's nice to say as a coach, you go in and say every single player on the floor made a difference in this game, and they did. And it's very, very team-oriented, and, boy, you could just see that in the way they play together.
Great team win, even without Riley Menster, who had three fouls in the first half of play and had to sit out most of that second quarter.
Yeah, that's probably the first time Kingsley Pearson could pass the ball without her hands touching it when she's out, because I tell you what, she got her hand on the ball defensively, you know, 10 times minimum tonight.
Did a fantastic job with that. Let's take a look at the scoring here today in this win by Springville. The Orioles go to 24-2 now on the season. They were led, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you give the rebounding first and I'll get everything tidied up here.
Sure, rebounding right now, it was all Springville. They were up to the out-rebounded Kingsley Pearson 35-28. And that was led by Hirschman, or excuse me, with Nahazel, led the charge with 10 rebounds. And for Kingsley Pearson, they had 28 total rebounds, and that was led by Hirschman. So, you know, the two posts, you know, doing a good job. Assist-wise, too, we talked about it earlier, you know, first half it was 11-2 to Springville, and overall 16-9 Springville in assists. So, you know, just you like to see the assists, you like to see the rebounds, and to see it's not just scoring, and you know, that kudos. That was all definitely all Springville today.
Orioles led by Michaela Nahazel with 32 points, two in double figures, Riley Menster with 11. Think about Nahazel's 32. She had 22 of those in the first half. That's a pretty good afternoon and a good morning. Only the third best 1A scoring performance of the week. Schroeder of Bellevue Marquette set the record with 38. And Hazard of Janesville had 34 in their first-round games. They both fell, though, so Nahazel leading the scoring derby right now, I would imagine, going into the championship game coming up here in just a little bit. 11 for Riley Menster. Maddie Wagaman with 9 points. Off the bench, Sammy Johnson was terrific today, too. She had 4. Alyssa Yeager with a field goal and a free throw for 3, and Nicole Kane with 2. For Kingsley Pearson, 2 in double figures. Allison Bailey, the 5'10 senior in her final game before headed off to Wartburg. She ended up with 14. Brady Harvey, also double digits with 10, including 2 threes. 8 points for Bree Jensen, but Addison Hirschman, only 6 points. Came in averaging 20 a game, only 6 today. Madison Goodwin ended up with 5. Bench scoring was 4-0 in favor of Springville. Orioles led by as many as 21 points in the ball game. That was their high watermark. That came just ahead of the halftime break of this one. Final shooting numbers, Springville 24 out of 51 in the ballgame. They shot it at 47%. Has them 0-for-0, but I know they took 1 3-pointer in the game, but did not make a three today. Held Kingsley Pearson to 27% shooting, 13 out of 48, 27%, 3 of 23 from three-point land for a measly 13%. Free throws, Springville, 13 of 21, 62%, about the season average, while Kingsley Pearson was 14 of 19, and they shot it at 74%. So we talked in the pregame, offense versus defense, number one offense for Kingsley Pearson against the state's number one defense, and what usually happens in tournament games and in playoff games, Steve, what side wins? Usually?
Yeah, defense.
The defense.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what it was. And, you know, if you were to say between Bailey and, you know, Hirschman, Scott, there's 36 points, and combined they had 14, and that was all Bailey. And, you know, that's tough for Kingsley Pearson because they just could not get in a rhythm. But I tell you what, it all started at the top of the zone with who am I thinking?
Riley Menster.
Riley Menster, and yeah, how do you forget that name? And so that's where it started, and that's where it ended, too.
So the final score, 61-43, as Springville is off to their second straight state championship. Fourth in school history. They'll go for their third title coming up on Friday night, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, as Springville will be in action taking on either Turkey Valley or Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. That is the next semifinal that'll be up next here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We're going to be back with you at 1:15 as it will be 2A action. Maybe the highlight game of the day. This is going to be a dandy. Unbeaten Iowa City Regina at 26-0, taking on Western Christian at 23-2. And we'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for that one. And that will be coming up for you beginning at about 1:15. So, Steve, you can get a hot dog, and we'll get ready to go again.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you haven't been out here to see these, it's just fun to see how, like, Springville, all these small towns, all the community comes. And just a fun atmosphere to come and spend the day watching basketball.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here from Des Moines for the morning round. Again, back with you coming up at 1:15 today. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his terrific help. Thanks to all our great boosters, and thanks to everybody for tuning in back home for the broadcast here this morning. For Steve Dozer, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score, this 1A state semifinal. Number one, Springville back to the state championship game at 24-2 as Springville never trailed, beating Kingsley Pearson, the number seven Panthers, 61-43. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Iowa Event Center, Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines.